Okay. Okay, Parsha Peshach, Tovshin Bet, 1942. Tina Isa Besefik Kodesh Kedushas Levi quotes from Levi Yitzchak Meditchev, Al Rashi Yashir, why does it say as Yashir that we will sing? Al Shei Machshava Nema Sha'ola Libam Loma Shira, because it was based on their Machshava within Mitzrayim that they thought about that they will sing Shira. One day we will sing Shira. B'toch Mitzrayim they said, one day, don't worry, we will sing Shira one day. Perishu Zatzal. Sha'od v'yosam in Mitzrayim hayu betuchim b'Hashem shirushim. Even when they were in Mitzrayim, they were so batuach, they were so sure that Hashem will save them. V'yola hazalibam es ha'shira shiyom v'gula asam. And they will be able to sing the final shira in the final gula. They already knew it in Mitzrayim. Ad kol nashon ha'kodesh. That's how the Kedushas Levi explains Rashi. That when they're still in Mitzrayim, they knew that one day they're going to sing. That's great people. People who are in pain. They knew one day they're going to sing. Aval kinirim ma'apostik lo rak shechashvu al ashir ashiyom v'gul ha'asam v'akam az mitzayim hodu v'shavchul ha'ashem. He takes it one step further. Not only that they thought about singing, but they actually said shevach to Hashem k'mo sh'amar ha'kosev v'yikodu v'yishtachavu. Right, that the b'suris habanim, when there's the ben hachacham, I think the b'suris told us that they're going to come to the land and they're going to have children, and then it says and they bow down to Hashem and they thanked Hashem within Mitzrayim. So there was still a form of a shir in Mitzrayim. So maybe this we could understand the pasuk. And they didn't listen to Moshe. Well, what does it mean? What was Moshe telling them? And Shmuel Zubav said, we don't see Moshe saying anything. We don't see Moshe saying anything. And this is below Shmuel Moshe. What was Moshe saying? Mayalem Shmoa. Shmuel Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem. And then right afterwards, thank you. Then, give me another one. Okay. Shmuel Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem. Hey, Bnei Yisrael, lo shamuli. And then Moshe complains to Bnei Yisrael, they're not listening to me. Hashem says, command Bnei Israel and Taparo to take you out of Bnei Israel and of Mitzrayim. What is that going to help? They're not listening. Well, what does Hashem help the situation by saying, command them? They're Pasha not listening. So the first question is, The first question is, when it says that they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, what are they not listening to? Right? Where did Moshe speak that they really have to listen to? It says, Vayidaber Moshe Kane. I guess the things of it, I mean, so, Shomo Moshe. They didn't listen to Moshe, because Ruch Moabad Kasha. And then Moshe Rabbeinu complains to Hashem, they're not going to listen to me. They're not listening to me. And he says, speak to Moshe. You tell Bnei Yisrael and you tell Paro to take you out of Mitzrayim. So Matzivam, what did he command them? But Rashi perish. Rashi explains, to command them, is a very strange Rashi. To do it benachas and to have patience with them. What's he telling Moshe Rabbeinu? Calm down, take it easy on them. Did Moshe Rabbeinu harsh on them? They won't listen to me. So don't be harsh on them. But he wasn't being harsh on them. What kind of answer? Be so frustrated with Moshe, like, argh! What are you talking about? So we'll understand that a little bit later. Now he explains Yisod. Amnam notis haGemara Mizmor leDavid. The Gemara Bracha says Mizmor leDavid. Kino leDavid in Barley. This is the Mizmor of Tehillim Gimel that Avshalom rebels against his father and says Mizmor leDavid. The Gemara says Mizmor leDavid, and it's all about a perek in Tehillim where Avshalom is rebelling and trying to kill David HaMelech. And you're telling Mizmor leDavid, song of David. It's a Kino leDavid, a lamentation of David. Amir Shimon ben Avishalom. Mashal l'mad aver dom. El adam shiyotzal shtar chov. Kodin shepora yaitzev alacha poru sameach. There's a mashal of a person. He had a shtar chov. He owed money, and before he paid, he was sad. And after he paid, he was happy. Afkein David came in shem l'kadosh baruch hu. Neni make him alecha rami beisecha. That when Hashem says, I'm going to bring bad upon you from your own house. He was very sad. Amar Shema Ever Mamzeru. Who could this be from my house? Maybe it's an Eved, maybe it's a Mamzer. They can have no mercy on me. They have no mercy. Came in the Chazar Zav Shalom, Musamech, Mushumachi Amar Mizmor. Oh, when he saw it was my son, you think you'd be more upset. No, my son. Okay, so he's rebelling against me. At least he's not a Mamzer. He's not an Eved with no. He's my son, okay? He'll have remorse on me. Chaim be Mizmor Asaf, the same idea, Mizmor Asaf, Makshah, Gemar, Kiro Asaf, me boy, like. So it's the same idea in the Gemara. I don't know what the Gemara answers there, to tell you the truth. But we'll focus on Mizmor LeDavid. We know there's an idea that a person has to bless Hashem for the bad things, just like Hashem blessed Hashem for the good things. And we have to accept our sufferings b'simcha, which is one of the hardest things. Why is the Gemara even asking? Why are you saying a mizmor? Don't you agree with the Gemara that Kishem Shemvachan Al-Tov, Kachem Shemvachan Al-Ra? So what kind of question is that? Dovid HaMelech is just seeing the good. Dovid HaMelech is just seeing the good. Like, it should be Mizmor Dovid. A person should never be upset. As it blessed even on the bad things. So the old lefi tarutzah shel gemar amru mizmor la tov shel yisalem gam mitzarosam mizmor matzom nemu rak divrei hatzaros. Says that, however, okay, we find mizmor la David, but we would think, okay, there'll be something good in the mizmor, but it's all horrible, the mizmor. So where's the good thing that David HaMelech was so happy about within the mizmor itself? Say it like this. There's two different things. Aval yichol in the kavu yisurim ba'ava. There's one thing to be mikavu yisurim ba'ava. That means Kashem Jivarchim Alarak Kachma Varchan Alatov. So we have to bless for the, just like we have to see that Hashem's in the good, we have to see that Hashem's in the bad. Lamin Chakom Hashem, to believe that everything's in Hashem. Avagam Lizamer Az Kasha. Then the next level is to be Mizamer to Hashem. That's very difficult. It's one thing for David HaMelech to say, God, I have no idea what you're doing to me. My own son is rebelling to me, but I'll be mekabel yisurim ba'ava. But another thing to sing about it. Oh, gevaldik! Shirulos, amrulos. My own son wants to kill me. This is gevaldik. That's a different level. Ki lezamer tzichem shemetoch nafsho v'libo yizamer me'atzmo. Because the mezamer, you really have to build it from within. V'afil anavi she'echem esnoi v'ashayas b'simcha v'cham eshas yisurim. And even Elisha anavi, who had great, we can't say that he wasn't a man who didn't have simcha, he had great simcha, yet, and that's what the Ram Chaim Vital said, that he was full of simcha. Mikol makom kisherotzel ha'or alav simcha yiseri kedei shetisha ha'nevuah. When he wanted nevuah on him, it wasn't enough that he would just be accept the yisurim ba'ava and accept Hashem's din. He had to be above that in the level of zmira. So therefore it says, Kuli min again, he says, get me someone to play music for me. Sheolam Melech also says that. But this is a classic Elisha. Why did he need it? Because it wasn't enough that he was in a state of happiness. He had to be in a state of Zmira. A state of ecstatic. Well, no, that's not the right word. I don't know. Rejoicing, right. He needed that thing to put him over the top, not just to be complacent and have emunah in Hashem, but to take it to the top, to be mezamer to Hashem, and so to David HaMelech. Of course he's mekabel yisurim ba'ava, but not on the level of mizmor. But, by the way, that's l'man yizamecha kavod v'lo yidom. L'man yizamecha kavod v'lo yidom. I will sing Hashem's kavod and I will not be silent. Meaning, it's not like, as opposed to where it says vayidom Aaron, and Aaron accept Nadav Aviyu. David HaMelech, the Katz Karevi says that David HaMelech was a step further than Aaron. Aaron says vayidom Aaron, then he accepted it and he was silent. The David HaMelech says, no, I'm going higher than that. L'man yizamecha kavod v'lo yidom. I won't just be silent in the kavod v'ava. I will be mezamer. I'll take it to the next level. But for the next level, you need more than just, okay, Mekabal Yisurim Ba'ava. Not that Mekabal Yisurim Ba'ava is a great level. We're talking about David HaMelech. Where do you take it to the level of Mizmor? Is this Shemaksha Mizmor Kina Mibay? And that's what the Gemara is saying. Why does it say Mizmor Kina? Because the human emotions, of course, yes. When Melamed Tzchus and David, he would be Mekabal Ba'ava. But that doesn't mean a person say, I can't say Kina. We shouldn't have Tisha B'Av because we have to be Mekabel Yisurin Ba'ava. It's just relating to the Yisurin. It's not like Tisha B'Av, we're not being Mekabel Yisurin Ava. We are mikabel sin ba'ava, but we're relating to the yisurin. When a person's sitting avelis, they're supposed to be sitting low, and they're supposed to be ripping their clothes, and they're not supposed to wash themselves. Why? Because why shouldn't he just be having a concert or getting chagigas all day? Because the person mikabel sin, but David HaMelech is taking it to a step level. How did he? The Gemara says, why didn't he just mikabel sin ba'ava b'zeu and let him say a kina? He's allowed to say a kina at the same time mikabel sin ba'ava. Where did he find the strength to say the Mizmor? Teretz Hagemar Shirah Gamez and Neis Ben Hashemayim Sheyachalios Odio Serah Chas Chalila Samech Bzeh Ad Shigamal Tzoras Again Zamer, that he saw from Shemayim that this is a Neis. It could have been worse. It could have been worse. Why? It could have been a Neveder Mamzer, and he's dancing that Hashem, you made a Neis. That it was my son Avshalom. Ki besote. V'zeu klal gadol lanu. And now he's speaking to the Warsaw Ghetto, 1942. This is really, really bad times, guys. He already lost a lot of family members by this time. He says, "V'zeh klal gadol lanu." This is a big klal gadol. Is a big rule for us. Shebichol ha'isurin she'in az b'malayis chazek atzichim is chazek gam l'smech atzum b'zeh shayah yochol yos. When horrible things are happening and we can't find a reason to be happy, we can always be happy that things could be worse. Things could be worse. That David HaMelech, it was bad enough that Avshalom, his son, was after him, but he found the good that it could have been an Eved HaMamzer. However, when the bad is so bad and it breaks the person, destroys the person, it cracks the person, then and going back, they were so broken. They didn't find any nekuda to sing to Hashem because it was so broken. That's what it means below Shamo Moshe. We'll even understand it a little bit more when we go further. Ki besota pligit is a machlokis and sota. Tanai. Machlokis tanai. Aich omer Yisrael Shira. How did Yisrael say Shira? Rabbi Nechem Yisrael v'shashar shechina Yisrael v'shakol Yisrael kivnu yachad lo Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu. That the Shechina came unto Yisrael and boom, pitom, everybody knew how to sing the Shira with Moshe. Moshe wasn't teaching it. It's like, you know, sometime, once in a while when things are really intense and someone teaches a new niggin and like everyone's singing it along. I'll never forget, you know, when someone cat sometimes sings a new niggin, like, why is everybody singing along? How did they know that? It happened a few times. When Shmuel Brazil started last year, like all of a sudden he started singing Modani. I thought maybe one or two, five guys would know it. All of a sudden, oh, please sing, what happened? The Shechina just came down and everyone just knew how to sing it. I don't know what happened to it. There's certain negunim that does that. So to the niggin of Moshe Rabbeinu, all of a sudden everyone started singing. The Shechina was so strong they didn't have to learn the Shira. However, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lazar, Benos, Rabbi Yosef, Lili, Svira, Lu Shirak, Masha, Amr, Moshe, Anu, Emachav. No, Moshe first said it, and they answered Moshe. He says, Ve'elu, Elu, Divrei Elokim Chaim. Both of them are correct. What does it mean, both of them correct? Did they sing after Moshe? They said, so the biyam sheshar se kol kach hashchina aleihem ad sheras hashivcha aleihem mashal orasi cheska b'shar kol neviim az yuchlu hem be'atzum gam ken lomar shiraf shelo shamos am Moshe Rabbeinu ukeshefatach Moshe Rabbeinu sashir gam hem amu miyachad, that in the shiras hayam where the shchina was so strong that they saw even the maid servant saw what Yecheska ben Buzi saw, right? The great prophet Yecheska ben Buzi would see. Because the Shechina was so strong, so they were able to sing along. And they didn't need Moshe Rabbeinu to teach him a Shira. Pitom, they did it. Masha Enkein, Kishayu Oda Mi Mitzrayim, Rotzilo Mashirus, Shishbachal Hashem. When they're still in Mitzrayim and they wanted to sing Shirus, Shishbachal Hashem, Shalom Yibim Majay Gedol Kazu. They weren't on the level of you know, seeing Nevuah. So in Mitzrayim, when it was a little bit tougher, so the shir was a little bit harder to sing, and they listened to Moshe Rabbeinu and they answered Moshe Rabbeinu. But when Paro came and made it harder on the Jewish people, and it says v'gam teven lo v'gam teven lo yinaten, he didn't even give Tevin, we meet then Velo Shamu Moshe. What does it mean, Velo Shamu Moshe? they didn't hear the shira from Moshe. I mean, level number one is that the shira sayam, when the shira is so strong. Not only did they sing, but they didn't even have to hear Moshe sing. They sang automatically with Moshe Rabbeinu. Level number two is that they weren't able to get out the shira, but they were able to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu and follow along. Level number three, below Shama Moshe. It was so difficult for them. They didn't even hear what of Moshe? The shira of Moshe. Going with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar's pshat, that the shira that they sang after Moshe, that was in Mitzrayim. But with Velo Shama Moshe, when it got so tough. Velo Shama Moshe, because the Ruchma of the Kasha, they weren't able to sing it because they didn't hear the song. V'chein kishama Moshe Rabbeinu, heim b'nei Yisrael lo shamu li, heim b'nei Yisrael, they won't listen to me. Hashiva Hashem la'anigim b'nachas. So Hashem says, Heshiva, Hashem answers, lead them b'nachas. Haynu shiro Yisrael yifalu b'mom shan hagam Yisrael tei mitoch nachas v'lochas chali b'yisur. That's kvar yishuma v'yom b'mishiva. What does it mean, la'anigim b'nachas? Not that Moshe Rabbeinu, you should speak nicely to them. You know, you're being a little bit rough to them. You know, we're going to write an article about you because you're speaking too rough unto the people. No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. It's Lanhiga Menachas. Kosh Baruch Hu saying, tell me to be Lanhiga Menachas. Daven to me that I should be Menachas. Give him a little more room to be able to hear Moshe Rabbeinu. And he explained this a little. V'apasuk Omer v'yitzavim bil b'nei Yisrael. Ke'ofen she'yisov polim Yeshuas, that's all Yisbaruch Hu al-yidei ha'tefillah. Aber k'shachas, usually, how do we get Yeshuas? For tefillah. Aber k'shachas v'chalila tzor krova. Sometimes the Torah is so close, it's not the time to daven. We need a tzaddik to break the gzera. Tzaddik goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need a tzaddik to be goes unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Manhigim benachas, they can't even hear the shira anymore. V'chein k'shuyizbaruch medaber liyisol shiro urachim yesh medaber alem b'loshim b'kasha k'mosh amru yishmal b'ni b'chein. He says yishmal, bless me. He loves bringing up this Gemara. This Gemara, the Gemara by Rabbi Yossi in the Churva. It's like his famous Gemara. He loves bringing it up. Eizu bracha. Sheikh Mishra Arachim is Kasav Yisnagim Yisov Yisnagim Yisrachim. And this same idea of Vayinugim Benachas, that you should daven to me, to Hashem. You should command me to lead the Menachas. It's the same idea here in Brachas Dav Zayin that Yishmael says, okay Hashem, you want me to bless you? Treat them Benachas. Aber beis tzor gedol vi tzavim el bnei Yisrael tzivog begzir shi falu anoga shirachamim vaz posak hashibu vishu vitchilu gam mitzrayim leim oshivu zishpachot Hashem. When you're asking Hashem chitim benachas, then v'chein lahav v'nisatzim l'shiru l'zarm k'shi golem v'zev v'yar Yisrael z'yad agdul Hashem to Hashem in Mitzrayim. That's what it means, v'yar Yisrael, they saw the great hand which Hashem did in Mitzrayim. Od b'Mitzrayim, what is it? B'Mitzrayim dafka. B'Mitzrayim. Od b'Mitzrayim were Yeshuas. Even in Mitzrayim they saw the Yeshuas Hashem. As Yosher Hashem Machshava, and as Yosher Hashem Machshava, that they had in Mitzrayim, that one day we're going to even give a greater shir. Moshe b'nei Yisrael says, Shira azos Hashem, Shepol gam al doris haboim le'mor, she'emor melei v'nefesh, azol zich zogin shira. That's what he says, Moshe b'nei Yisrael says, Shira azos, Hashem Lamor, that the future generations will sing this song. And I think he's talking about himself. Now, because he's saying, I have a machshava that the people will sing one day. And that's us. I'm telling you, it'd be crazy for a person in 1942 in the Warsaw ghetto to be writing like this. It takes one heck of a godly person to write like this. I mean, by this time, it's after Sukkot, right? He lost his son, his daughter, his everything. His wife, right by Simchas Torah, Erev Simchas Torah, he lost his wife. I think 11 children. But yet he's talking about that there will be a time we'll sing Shira again. There will be a time we'll sing Shira again. So a few practical points. First of all, that there's always room to find the Simcha that it could have been, it could be worse.
I don't get how he could say that in the situation he was in, knowing where he was going and where he's going.
Found it. The idea is that certain times, if the daven to Hashem, the manhigim of benachas, Because if it gets so bad, it gets so difficult, that we can't even hear Moshe Rabbeinu sing us the Shira. As opposed to the other extreme in that is that we don't even have to hear Moshe Rabbeinu, we just sing it by ourselves. Do you guys want to hop in another one? Is it okay, Vishal? The other one's tiny. It's a tough shin. 1940. Hashem holich lifnem yomam ba'amur ha'anan lachosim ha'derech v'layla ba'amur ha'esh la'ayra lehem la'lechas yomam v'layla v'yomam sha'amur ha'anan yomam ba'amur ha'esh la'ayla lifne'am. So Hashem walks in front of them, and Hashem walked. Hashem holich, Hashem walks in front of them, not in the past. During the day with a cloud to show them the way, and at night with the Amr Ha'esh, the pillar of fire, to lighten up the way in front of them. And Lo Yomush Amr Anan Yomam, during the day the Anan didn't leave them, and the Amr Ha'esh didn't leave them before the nation. Hine ad pasuk hazeh, apsukim nemer b'loshen over. Up till this pasuk, the psukim were in past tense. Vayi b'shalachas paraham, when Hashem sent when power sent the nation. Ve'kach Moshe, when Moshe took the asses, ve'isumu Sukkot, and they left Sukkot and they encamped in Etam. Rak pasuk hazeh, b'loshen hazeh nemer v'Hashem holech. All of a sudden, we have a present, v'Hashem holech, and Hashem is walking. What happened to the past tense? V'Hashem alach lifneim. Ki v'Hashem hu beis dino. Whenever it says v'Hashem, it's hu beis dino. It's quotes a medrash Bereishis Rabbah. Beis din asa b'zeh. But what is that? Why does Hashem need his beis din here? What din is this? He's giving a din unto Am Yisrael that he's gonna lead them. Ha'esh hu din. Since when is Eish's din on Am Yisrael? It was for the good. It was to show them the way. So how do we understand about Hashem's beis din? So the pasuk says, "Ve'ela mishpatim," and these are the mishpatim that you shall place before them, similarly to Hashem holech lifneihem, same lashon lifneihem. Sheyeh kishulchan ha'aruch lifneihem, v'haynu lefi erech sichlam. Ve'ela mishpatim asher tisum lifneihem. Put it in front of them according to the way they can learn it, the way that they can identify with it. That lifneihem is in front of them. So Hashem holech lifneihem, ve'ela mishpatim asher tisum lifneihem. It's the same idea for them. What does that mean? V'zev Hashem olech lifnem. That's what we understand. Hashem is going before them. Hu beis dino olech lifnem lifi erech tzarech Yisrael, according to the needs of Yisrael. Shigam ha'esh yeyeh la'ayim l'v'chashe chasam. That yes, the fire would light up the way so that they can see it. V'chol adin yeh l'tovasam. V'gam anu tzichem l'shamesh, l'shtamesh v'adin v'atzorech l'v'avodas Hashem. However, sometime the fire also burns us. But that's also good for us. Sometimes we need the din. Lelechas yomam v'layla. She's a kfar koya yisrael shem yelchu yomam v'layla. To walk both in the day and both in the night. Both when things are good and both things are difficult. The yomam v'layla is both the things are good, things are difficult. And Hashem knows, He puts it in front of us. Yes, sometimes we have to go to Tzoros, but Hashem is just putting that in front of us. V'lefi aniskel le'ela remez b'zeh. That not only when things are good to walk in Hashem, but also when things are dark and not difficult. When things are going good for a person, it's easy for him to be b'simcha ava v'slavos. However, when there's din on him, it's a different form of avodas Hashem. It's serving Hashem with a broken heart. Sees that moment also when things are horrible and when things are going wrong. That could be a gevaldic emotion to serve Hashem with. So he says, use both. When things are good, use this lavas and use this. When things are bad, use the brokenness for avodas Hashem. And now he brings up his famous Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, kishispal b'chor banachas b'chor Yerushalayim. Shama baskol. He heard the baskol come out. He says, right, oy le'av she golu is banav. Right, oy to the. Wait, one second. Why didn't he hear this the whole time when he davened in Beis Knesses? Why did it take till Churba? Halugam kishisom nechlas by the Knesses Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In the Gemara it says when they say Yeshme Rabba, the Baskel also says Oy lebonav shigalum meshulchan aviyam. So why dafka did he hear the Baskel on the Churba? For Rabbi Yossi, ain't lenu asaga. We don't really understand. Avalan of the Shremes, whom the Shispal b'chur mechurmes Yerushalayim, v'nishpar liba Yossi. How do you think the mood of Rabbi Yossi was? It was probably broken. It was probably destroyed. Destroyed place of Yerushalayim. Remember, Yerushalayim was built. He was probably all broken. Chayin Yosef, liba Yosef, chayin Shem. Therefore, he heard the bat call of Hashem. Because sometimes when you just serve Hashem, it's beautiful, avos, lavos, and all that stuff. But you're missing the avodah of Shiras Halev. When Rabbi Yosef went to the Churba, he was damn with Shiras Halev. He got to hear the bas call. Chayin Pashur, kisham mischarim, mispatlim chas chalila. Chayin rao mar meod, ki am chayisot zicha parnasa. Aber benkach u benkach, lo nevatel hazman. Ain lanu malasot nil mandem and ematilim lelechas yomam v'layil v'Hashem amirachim. We have nothing to do now. We're not in yeshiva. We don't have this. We don't have that. What does it do? Say to him lelechas yomam v'layil to walk with him day and night. V'Hashem amirachim amirachim v'yapoch gamis adin l'tovatz v'Hashem alech lifneim v'fitzar chasim. Hashem gives us what we need. And sometimes what we need is brokenness. Sometimes what we need is pain. This is unbelievable, guys. 1940. He's saying this. Hashem will give us the din that we need. Sometimes lahayras aderech also means to light up the derech. Sometimes means giving us a big patch. God forbid, but that's the way it goes. Zev shall the Torah says the kushuk. You know the shaman horav sveikos umiribos kishurav al evet shalmish uro chelak aman shall evet etzel minafal kadoma. That it says that the man used to break sveiko, like there was a fight. Who's Evet? No, it's my Evet, it's your Evet. Okay, let's see where the man's gonna fall. If the Evet portion of man falls in your place, he's your Evet. The man was giving us this. Lama nivachu ba'omana anon, ba'omana esh, it's sveikos, beina shmashos. So now he goes on to a different thing. Yeah. I don't understand 100%. Lama nivachua ba'omer anon ba'omer aish. They had fights in the same Gemara, I think, over there in Yuma. They had fights. When was day and when was night? And they had a suffix bein hashmashos. But I'm saying, what could the suffix been? When the anon leaves and the fire comes in, that's night. Why did they have a bein hashmashos between times? Kolz man shomer anon yaya yom kshavar amer aish laila. Oh, I'm sorry, divinity. Why is Bechlal there Bein Hashmashos? Why is there any suffix? Just figure out. Whenever the Amud would leave and the Amud Aish would come in, that's night. However amount it takes time. So why is there Bein Hashmashos? Why do we have an in-between period? Just learn from there. Just like we learn from the man. The man taught certain things. So let's learn the rules of when does day end, when does night end, when exactly, when the Anon leaves and the age comes, we know. What does he mean by this? He says because we couldn't learn from the Amra, because the Amra Anan wasn't only there during the day. Lora calls bunch of his yom. Sometimes, Sha'ob Bemis Yom is still day. I don't understand exactly what he's saying. It wasn't exactly when the day would end, meaning because it wasn't exactly perfect. When the day ended, the Laila coming earlier, and sometimes the Anan staying with you longer, because it depends on what the need of Am Yisrael. Sometimes we're in the need of the Anan, which represents Hashem's goodness, and the Eish, which represents Din. You never know when you need what, and we have to be ready to serve Hashem we have to be ready to serve Hashem in whatever He gives us, whether it's the Eish Laila, the Yom Anan. It's not so clear. The times are not so, okay, now it's good times, now it's bad times. You never know. Life could be going great and boom, something, or life could be going stink and all of a sudden there's a great thing. So it's a very weird answer. I mean, he's giving, asking Allah Hakshel with a very, very drash answer. Saying because there's always a sense of Bein Hashemash. It's never clear day and night. Sometimes you could be in the day, but there's Aish, and sometimes it could be the night, but the Anan. So life is never clear in terms of Hashem gives us what we need at that moment. You know, once again, he never mentions about how evil the Nazis were. Not that he didn't think the Nazis were evil. He knew that the Nazis were evil. He said, that's not what it's all about here. The Nazis are nobody. They're just the shlichim of Hashem to bring evil into the world. Yeah. Mach Shemom, that's no question. No question he wanted them dead or anything like that. But why complain about how evil the Nazis are? Let's talk about how does this relate, how this, what's going on around us is going to relate to our avodas Hashem. That's all he cared about. There's one word about let's be angry at those Nazis. I'm sure he was killed by Nazis. His kids were killed by Nazis, but not once. He just saw everything as an opportunity that Hashem is talking to us. It's to serve Hashem in a different way. So, like I always said, if I wasn't reading his words, I wouldn't be able to say 90% of the things that he says. It just can't come out of my mouth, but reading his words, it's just unbelievable the courage in that. Not only courage, it's just the outlook that he had. That everything's from Hashem, and we just have to figure out what does this mean to me. I said the famous Baal Shem Tov thing. That one time he saw that he was very upset that he saw, not that he was Mechal Shabbos, he saw Chilul Shabbos. He saw Chilul Shabbos. And he said, oh, he was very upset. Why did I see Chilul Shabbos? Why did I have to see Chilul Shabbos? So he didn't blame at this guy and yell at this guy, Chilul Shabbos, and start yelling at him and throwing things at him and throwing dirty diapers at him and whatnot. He says, I was Mechal Shabbos because I wasn't, Talmud Chacham in the Zohar is called Shabbos. And I wasn't nice to a certain Talmud Chacham. I wouldn't have certain respect for Talmud Chacham. That's why I was Zohar Ki'ilu. To see Chol Shabbos, everything reflects on himself. And the Yishkodesh totally sees that. We're not focusing on the Nazis. We're not focusing on the enemy. Ki ne'evecha Hashem. The enemies are Hashem. Hashem is Baba and the enemy. We have to understand what is it in life. What am I supposed to be doing with this? How is this waking me up in terms of Hashem?